Arctic Village is hosting a celebration this weekend to mark 2 decades protecting the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, the events, including a unique art project, are aimed at local and global environmental concerns.
Arctic Village is one of several Gwich'in Athabaskan communities that depend on the porcupine caribou herd, which calves on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's coastal plain. Gwich'in Steering Committee Chairperson Sarah James of Arctic Village says this weekend's gathering will bring together those who have worked to protect the refuge.
We're celebrating as a Gwich'in nation that we keep the oil drilling out of Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for 20 years since 1988 when we took that position as a nation. 15 chiefs and 15 villages united.
James says 75% of the Gwich'in diet consists of foods that come from the land. She says the world's appetite for fossil fuels threatens subsistence through direct development and climate change. People from across the north and around the world are expected in Arctic Village this weekend, including environmental artist John Quigley. Quigley says the Arctic Village project follows on several years working with indigenous peoples on environmental causes.
In 2005, we created an image on the sea ice in the eastern Arctic of Canada with Shilawat Cloutier and Inuit leaders there, sending an Arctic warning to the world about the effects of climate change. And as the world is leading up to a new climate treaty in Copenhagen this year, I went back to Shilawat Cloutier about possibly sending another message from the north, and she recommended that I come to Alaska. And so I connected at the Indigenous Peoples Climate Summit with Sarah James, who's one of the heroes of the movement. And that's where the plan for this event came about.
Quigley makes what he calls aerial human art, in which people arrange themselves into images and words on the ground that are then photographed from the air. He says the Arctic Village project will depict a caribou and an environmental message. Other events planned for this weekend include sharing of traditional foods and native dancing. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.